Joint Base San Antonio-Lackland is a microcosm of the world outside its gates. But training is an ongoing ritual.
Get your dress right here and right here. Get your dress.
Every week is another graduation of 400 to 800 new airmen. There's a big ceremony to celebrate. Yet little attention is given to trainees who fall short of their goal, either because of medical reasons or disciplinary problems. So just a year and a half ago, the Air Force figured out it needed to do something for those trainees. Master Sergeant Ruth Presto runs the Body, Mind, Spirit program. Her job is to help the trainees who don't make it transition back to civilian life.
The trouble is, folks come here, the military was their plan for life. That was what they wanted to do. And they get here with all their hopes dashed. And how do you rebuild their hopes and rebuild their motivation? And that's what we try to do.
At any given time, Presto says there are up to 350 people in what's called a transition flight. They are transitioning out of the Air Force, and in most cases, they're going back home. Many, like 18-year-old Caleb Menken from Oregon, are cut because of a medical condition.
The military was always my plan was going to be my life, and now it's not.
He arrived at basic training in mid-October. In his second week of training, he thought he was having a heart attack. It turns out he has a cyst on his liver,
which automatically disqualifies me from every branch of the military.
For Menken, military service is a family tradition, and he says his fate is disappointing.
It honestly is. I mean, my dad made it through BMT. My cousin just went through, he just made it into the Navy. All four branches in one family, but it is embarrassing.
I was diagnosed with chronic back pain.
I hurt my shoulder during selection.
Across base, Master Sergeant Malcolm Summers is having a similar conversation with a group of seven men and women in the Airman Transition Assistance Flight called ATAF. The difference here is this group graduated from basic and had been in technical school. An average of about 100 airmen each quarter file through ATAF. Summers encourages them to take advantage of their military benefits before they no longer qualify.
You're entitled to everything I am entitled to as a 16-year Master Sergeant, until the day you take off this uniform.
He asks how many have taken a college-level examination program test known as CLEP. It's free here and may help a student forego an entire college course that could run them in the thousands of dollars at a university.
Go ahead, Airman Fields. Go ahead. You can raise your hand.
One student raises his hand. He didn't pass the test, but Summers says that's okay.
It was a free opportunity. You took a swing at it. And isn't that important?
On the other side of the aisle, Airman First Class Harrison Jones expressed his views on being sent home. He has a master's degree. He also has a heart condition that disqualified him from serving. But he doesn't fault the military because he expects they want the best and the strongest.
A lot of the jobs that we're trying out for are really tough. And I don't blame the Air Force for having high standards, for what we need to do.
In each area, Master Sergeant Ruth Presto says the military wants to give the trainees who didn't make it the best chance at success possible.
When you're separating, they are still ambassadors for the Air Force. And what we do here is going to affect the story that they tell back home. Either the Air Force kicked me on the way out the door, or the Air Force set me up for success in my life.
Some will go back home and start over with a job or college. Some may even qualify to come back and train again. Whatever it is they do, though, Air Force leaders say they're glad to now have a chance to guide trainees toward a new path instead of kicking them out without a plan. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.